everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond with another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Cohn. Today is April 10th, and the topic is Facing the Consequences. Here's the quote by W. Somerset. I have no idea how to pronounce that name. Can I say that any faster? I think it's Maugham. Here it is. You can do anything in this world if you are prepared to take the consequences. Now, does a consequence always have to be negative? There's the social definition implies, the social definition implies that consequences are negative. But are they? Do they always have to be negative? I don't know. What do you think? Here's what Linda has to say. What holds us back isn't necessarily what we don't know what to do. It's that we worry about what will happen if we do it. What if people think we're being silly? What if we make enemies? What if our idea doesn't work the way we thought it would? People who make a difference are those who understand that taking an action may cause an equal and opposing reaction. But who to take action anyway? This is really profound. How often do we... A couple of things come to my mind right now, especially as it relates to trauma healing. The first one is, how often do we not do the thing that we want to do? How often does that happen? How often do we overthink what are the possible consequences of if we do the thing that we want to do? That's one thing. That's one thought on this trauma journey. And the other one is fawning. So fawning, an example of fawning is where you want someone to be happy and you people please to the point where you actually neglect yourself. So if we're worried about people thinking that we're silly, if we worry about even our self-criticism and judgment that we're silly, and we're worried about making enemies, or we're worried about saying something that's going to piss somebody off, right? Then we're not facing the potential consequence. And at the end of the day, does it really matter? Does it really matter if someone thinks you're silly? Does it really matter if you piss somebody off? If your intention wasn't to, of course, I want to make sure that we're not, you know, going with catastrophic thinking here. But if your intention was to do the thing that you want to do and you're not doing it because you're so worried about making someone angry, if let's just take me for example, if I felt that way, I certainly wouldn't do this podcast because I know the podcast, some of the content has pissed some people off. Of course it has. But how often do we not face consequences? How often do we just not do it because we don't have that support or because, again, we worry so much about what's going to happen if we do it. What if it doesn't work out? You know, the one thing that I want to ask people is, again, What if it does work out? And you want to know what if it doesn't work out? If it doesn't work out, you want to know what? At least you know. And at least you tried. And at least you did. There's so many people in this world who give advice and they've never even attempted to try and do what you're trying to do. So when you're getting advice from somebody, make sure you're getting advice from someone who's actually done it. Who's actually done it. Not everybody's like that, though. Not everybody's like that. What if the idea doesn't work the way that we thought it would? How many times do you go in the kitchen and you make something and you're like, I followed the directions, I followed the instructions, and yet the dish didn't come out. And that's okay. I'd like to suggest to people to watch the movie Meet the Robinsons. Embrace your inner child. Embrace that kid who, yes, wanted to experiment because he was so curious. People who make a difference are those who understand that taking an action may cause an equal and opposing reaction, but who take that action anyway. They do it anyway. And that a consequence doesn't always have to be negative. A consequence can be that spark of information, that highlight that has you say, wow, you know what? I'm so glad that I did this. I'm so glad that I continue to make these recordings because I have to tell you something. Not everybody is an ally. Not everybody's going to be an ally. And sometimes it hurts when you thought that somebody was an ally and they're not. It hurts. You're damn right it hurts. And the only thing that I can say is you have to get back up. You got to find your inner Rocky. You got to dust yourself off, face the consequences, and try again. Because even like what Linda says here, the people who make the difference are the ones who understand there's a consequence and they do it anyway. All right, you guys, here's the affirmation. I am strong enough to handle any negative reactions when I do what I need to. Let's read that one again. I'm strong enough to handle any negative reactions when I do what I need to. Do what you need to do. Keep the main thing the main thing. Remember who you are. We're stronger together. We're better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.